That is with Rewind right here on MBS Heart and Soul on this beautiful Thursday. That's the Thursday just before Friday. And I did mention I'll be speaking to a special guest for today because some volleyball action is coming to the Erongo region. And joining me right now on the line, that is courtesy of Erongo Volleyball Association, that is Albertina Dilu. Hi, Albertina, how are you?
Hi, Arthur, how are you?
Ah, fantastic. How's the day treating you?
It's great.
Yes. Now, Albertina Dilu is the marketing director, that is of the Erongo Volleyball Association. Now, can you please give us an overview of, that is, the Erongo Volley games that are going to be happening, that is, this month in the Erongo region?
Yes, please. I would love to. Basically, Erongo Volley Games is a tournament hosted by Adulting 102 in a strategic partnership with the Erongo Volleyball Association, of course. So this tournament is being hosted on the 26th of April, this month, and it's hosted at the Vineta Sports Stadium in Swakopmund. This is basically just to diversify and venture into helping out communities and to promote collaborations, to connect and network. It's a great opportunity for the community of Erongo in Greater Heights, of course, and yeah, we cannot wait for this to happen.
Exactly. Also, me, I can't wait as well.
Yes,
and I think sports is a very, very good unifier as well. And now, how do teams essentially qualify for the tournament? Are there specific criteria? And what are the requirements for participation within the volley games?
It's actually very easy. All you have to do is just register your team, of course. You just contact us at Erongo Volley Games. Mm-hmm. For more information, you register your teams, of course, and I believe there's no registration fees, no requirements. Anybody can join, whether you're a super player or an amateur or just somebody that just wants to try something out. You're more than welcome to join. And no requirements. Bring anybody that you can. Come up, form a team, and go all the way, and let's have fun.
Exactly. And I think that is brilliant. Yeah. I mean, free of charge, but with a big grand prize of $10,000. That's a lot. Now, what impact do you think the Erongo Volley Games will have, that is, on the growth and development of volleyball in general, that is, in the Erongo region?
Right. So I believe that this tournament is going to have a great impact on the whole volleyball family and the whole community and for the whole Erongo region as a whole, and as well as the whole volleyball family in the country. So I believe that in Erongo, most of the time, volleyball is one of the sports schools that have been a little bit neglected.
Yes.
But I'm so glad to see that Adulting 102 brought upon this event to host Erongo Volleyball Games. This is an opportunity to showcase these sports to the people. It's a great impact for everybody, and it's a good thing because it enhances physical benefits such as staying healthy, fitness. It brings along families and connections. It's a gift of play and it's a gift of support. So I believe that with a great marketing team that we have, thank God, the great marketing team and the target market is everybody. So I believe that this is going to be a great impact to the whole community.
Exactly. Now, there's a saying that I love very much. It says that if you'd like to go far, or if you like to go fast, go alone. But if you like to go far, go together, you know? So how can we as the local community essentially support the Erongo Volley Games, both in terms of attendance as well as sponsorship?
Firstly, what I would advise is sign up your team. You know, it's a sport for everybody, whether you're a professional or just somebody that just want to try it out. Sign up, that's one of the first things you can do. Secondly, I would say, be a spectator. Come and support. You know. Thirdly, there's stalls that are on offer. You can offer yourself your businesses there to get a stall and you go sell. And just at the same time, when you're selling your products, you can as well get a feel of the game and see exactly what is going on and what we are talking about. Another thing is we are streaming online. Please, if you are not able to make it, do get your laptop, your computer, your tab, and your phone, your smartphone. Please do online as well. And in terms of sponsorship, I believe that especially corporate companies, come through because this is a great opportunity for you to do your social responsibilities towards the community, you know, and to help grow the sport, to market yourself and brand your companies and your businesses. It's a theme and growth for collaboration, and it's always good to be together and do things together to make a difference, you know. And great partnerships and long-term connections, that's what we need, and as well as giving back to our community. So, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, thank you for that one. Now, what are the long-term goals, that is for the Irongo Volley Games partnership, that is with Irongo Volley Games and the volleyball scene in Irongo overall? Now, what's the plan with reference to sustainability, with reference to, that is, the Irongo Volleyball Games partnership?
This is one of the great ones I've been waiting for. I believe that the turnout of this event, not even the turnout, the whole marketing thing, the way these things are being planned right now, I believe that this partnership will go on for a long time. I see, this is what I myself see going forward. And this is just to make this a household thing, you know, between EVA and Irongo Volley Games. Mm-hmm. It should become a household thing where we do it for more every year. It should become Irongo Volley Games from 2026, 2027 going forward, you know, to make it for more years to come and stretch out to other regions as well, to make it a whole national thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, just to develop the sportsmen, I believe that this partnership will go on for longer, and to venture as well into, you know, it can become a good venture.
Exactly. And I think this is a brilliant initiative. Now, this is going to be happening on the 26th of April this month. That is with the $10,000 being the grand prize. Now, before I let you go, is there anything else that I've maybe missed that you'd like to share with us about the tournament or volleyball in Irongo in general?
I would just like to say that there is talent in Irongo. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that this tournament will bring the opportunity for people to come, for those that are coming to scout, you know, to recruit, to see the talent that is in Irongo. And thankfulness to Irongo Volley Games, we are able to showcase that on the 26th of April, of course. The best players are here, and I believe that all the towns in Irongo deserve to get this kind of treatment. So this month we are in, this year we are in Sokomond, but obviously in years to come we'll obviously go further to more towns as well. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you so
and
much.
And develop the sports. That's all that we need to do.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much, Albertina, for that one. Now, you heard it right here. Albertina said that the talent, the best volleyball players are in Irongo. Now, if you're a volleyball player and you disagree, make sure to support, show up, and be part of the action as well. Albertina Dilu, thank you so much for joining me in studio. And it's an awesome pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Arthur. It was great meeting.
Have yourself a wonderful day.
Bye.
Ciao. Now, to you.
Thank you so much, Arthur. It was great meeting.
Have yourself a wonderful day.
Bye.
Ciao. Now.